Well, Craig, you know some of those that keep an eye to the sky, especially this weekend, are folks who fly. It's the Cleveland National Air Show presented by Drug Mart. And to talk about all the excitement that begins tomorrow running through Labor Day is Tom Sirego. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. How are you? I can't believe we're 24 hours away from the big show.
Well, that's sure. At this point, there have already been a lot of stagnant displays or planes or people already coming into Burke Lakefront Airport, correct?
You know, over the last 24 hours ago, we really started seeing everything happen. Actually, yesterday afternoon, as you could, the air just started to explode when the Thunderbirds came in, as the phones ringing off the hook. And it's we're having an air show. It really starts to feel like that about a good 24 to 48 hours before the show each year. So now we just need to get rid of this rain that we're seeing out there right now. Right.
You know, that the excitement really does build when they come into town, because I know people who, some years ago worked downtown, and when they come in, everybody starts calling everybody else, hey, did you hear that? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a huge part of it. We get a ton of calls in the office. When are they coming? When are they coming? When are they coming? It's like, you know, they'll be here. They're here every year, you know. So the sounds of the planes come by every year before the show starts, and that's kind of the precursor to the big show happening.
And this year, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the U.S. Army Golden Knights are a part of the attraction. What else is coming this year?
Well, unfortunately, the Golden Knights are on what they call a safety stand down at the time. Now, since the unfortunate incident that happened in Chicago, so unfortunately, the Golden Knights will not be able to perform for any shows through Labor Day, and possibly they're still working that all out. We just heard word from Fort Bragg yesterday about this, so it's very unfortunate. But the headliner this year is the Thunderbirds. We haven't had them back since 2011. This is the first time since 2011, so 4 years ago. That is the headliner. That is the cream of the crop right there. But we've got exhibits from, as you mentioned earlier, the static displays. We've got folks from the Army. We've got the Super Hornet. We've got so much going on, both in the sky and on the ground. And that's a big component to this whole thing, is that it's not just what happens in the air. There's so much going on at the show. So there's all those static displays. There's vendors. There's drone exhibits. There's so much cool things happening now this year.
And you're bringing the Shockwave jet truck again.
Yes, and I'd be remiss to not mention that. Shockwave jet truck is a huge attraction, and we're very fortunate that the crew is coming back to do the show again this year.
That's just crazy, by the way. I don't know, putting a jet engine on a truck, but it's amazing just to see it, I guess, for people who have never seen something like that.
Yeah, again, before. It goes back to the whole point of it's not just what happens in the air at the air show. It's obviously there's so much going on the ground as well, and audiences have come to love that.
What about related to history? A lot of times people for air show always look towards past military or even some other kind of unique aircraft. What kind of things might they see?
Well, we have static displays that span. There's historic World War II aircraft. There's aircraft, civilian aircraft. There's just all sorts of different things people are coming out to be surprised to see when they get to the show.
So when are the drones going to be a part of your air show? Has that been a discussion at all?
They are. They are a part of the show this year. We have an exhibit that's going to happen throughout the afternoon each of the 3 days, and we're very excited to have them part of the team. You know, drones are just getting more and more popular, and I think that my nephew actually has a really cool drone that he built and put together himself, and they're just becoming part of the mainstream in ways that, you know, when we were kids, that maybe it was the remote control car that everyone had, or the little, you know, airplane that would probably work for a good 6 months and then it would, you know, maybe just fall apart or whatever. But these things are built to last. They're so cool, and our crowds are going to really, really dig seeing them.
Tom, you're expecting big crowds this weekend. Hopefully the weather will be good. Any recommendations for travel into downtown Cleveland or parking in that nearby area?
Yeah, we have on-site parking. That is always going to be the best place for people to go. We know that there's some of these, the cab companies, the Ubers and the Lyfts. And, for this event, it's one of those events where parking at the center is going to be the best place to go. There's going to be a lot of traffic downtown. We have a big concert on Saturday night. At Cleveland Browns, our First Energy Stadium, and it's going to be a busy area there. So parking on site is the preferable route to take. So carpool, bring your family. That's going to be the best spot, is using that on-site parking.
I'm looking at some of the other things that are part of the attraction. You're having a display honoring the Tuskegee Airmen as well.
Yes. Yeah, very cool. We're very fortunate to have that group here as a part of the show, and they're going to be actually be doing a little bit of press this weekend too. So we're excited to have them as a part this year.
And you can't do an air show in the Northeast Ohio area without inviting the folks from NASA over to show. Sort of.
Yeah. We're very fortunate that NASA's a part too, and you know we've got a ton of different vendors, a lot of information. Again, there's so much that happens inside the actual center that audiences are going to be thrilled when they walk in, especially if it's the first time. And then there's so many folks who come out. We've had huge support from Lorain County over the years, and we really hope all these folks come back out and enjoy the show this year.
How about getting tickets? Is there a place to get them? Is there any discounts out there, or what's
there are. We have discount tickets actually available through today at 6 p.m. Inside Burke Airport, Lakefront Airport. We have a little set up there, a box office there, and then folks can go to Discount Drug Marts and get their advance tickets there as well. After that, tickets will be $2 more at the gate. So if you're planning on coming, you want to plan ahead, purchase your tickets today by 6 p.m.
Again, it's the Cleveland National Air Show presented by Drug Mart. It begins tomorrow, runs through Labor Day, and it's a lot of fun for people in Northeast Ohio and all over Ohio to come to see some great aircraft in the air and also on the ground. You can go to clevelandairshow.com for details on that again. Our guest today, Tom Sorego. Tom, thanks for sharing a bit of the morning. And
thanks for having us. And all those that are coming, you know, stay plenty hydrated and pack that sunscreen because you're going to need it.